The following program is paid for by the Neal Financial Group.
Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. The Money Makeover team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Certified financial planner Doug Neal. Chartered financial consultant Jamie Keys. Certified financial planner Tony Nafar. And your team of CPAs, attorneys, real estate, and financial pros. Now, here's your Money Makeover team.
Good morning. Welcome to the Money Makeover Show, the place where we help you make better, smarter financial decisions. Glad you're joining us. Hey, I'm Tony Nafar, certified financial planner. Welcome to the program. In the studio with me this morning, two of my colleagues from the Money Makeover team at Neal Financial Group, Doug Neal, certified financial planner, Jamie Keys, chartered financial consultant, and of course, Craig Montana is running the studio for us. And by the way, we have an 800 number just for you to call with your questions, comments, all about you and your money and financial stuff right here. Here's that number, 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. And guys, it's all Greek to me this morning.
Yes.
Very good, Tony. Very good.
I had to do it.
Nice way to start the day.
Yeah, for those of you who haven't been watching the news or whatever, Greece had a vote that no, they did not want to accept the bailout that the European Union was saying they had to do. And so at this point, everything's up in the air, and they expected the markets to crash and all kinds of things and horrible stuff going on. But what's going on in the markets this morning?
Well, you know, we were down a little bit, but yeah.
120 points, that's nothing.
We started off down 170 or something, and now it's down 120 on the Dow. S&P's barely moving one way or the other. It's down a little bit. NASDAQ's down a bit. But
yeah, they're all down about 0.5%. So when you take a look at it percentage-wise, that's not a very big number.
No. Yeah. Also, the reason for that is that the markets usually look somewhere ahead in the neighborhood of 6 months down the road.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to figure out the traders and so on, trying to figure out what's going to happen. So they figure something wasn't going to be good in Greece a long time ago.
This has been going on for over a decade or more with their situation over there. And by the way, speaking of the markets being down about 0.5% or less, did you know, by the way, everybody, that the Greek economy, the entire production of goods and services from the Greek nation, from Greece, accounts for less than 0.5% of the world's output of goods and services? They're like a fly on the wall here.
Yeah, even in the European Union, they're one of the smallest members. So they just have some really high social program payouts that they have to take care of.
Yeah, they've got huge pensions
and
health care plans
coming in to handle it.
You know, I didn't take the time to research it, but I'd be really interested to see how the total Greek economic output compares to California or Texas or New York, just to see. I would imagine that California
and Texas,
you know, economic output is larger than the whole Greek nation.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But they made their bed. Now they got to lie in it. The ATMs are empty.
Yep.
The banks are closed.
They have been for days. Mm-hmm.
And so what do you do if you don't have any money?
Well,
you know, fortunately, we're not looking at that here.
Thank God. Woo! But, you know, this is another ripple in the global scenario. The Chinese economy, the same way, they had a huge amount of speculation. Governmental fat cats who run the place over there were all in on it, you know, along with everybody else, you know, that has the big bucks. And so they've overspeculated in real estate and all kinds of other
businesses,
stuff over there.
Expansion.
Yeah. So, you know, when that happens, you get something like the bubble that happened here in 2008. Everybody was allowed to buy a house where they could afford one or not.
Right.
So when you push things along artificially like that, got to pay the piper somewhere.
Yeah, it's called a correction.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where you need to have a strategy in place so that you don't get burnt big time by a correction. Yep. It's going to hurt a little bit. Doesn't matter, because if you're in the market, it's going to go down a little bit just for the fact that you're there. It's like when the tide goes out, I don't care how big a boat you have, it's going to go down with the tide.
But you know what? The tide is big time rising for one sector of the economy. And why is that? And what is it? We'll talk about that when we come back. Plus, in the rest of this half hour, down toward the bottom of the hour, we're going to give you your chance to score a couple of free passes to our lunchtime workshop coming up July 22nd. Wow, that's not very far away.
No, it isn't. It's, what, 2 weeks?
Yeah. All about our biggest social program. Or among the biggest.
Yes.
Social Security. When should you apply? How should you apply? What happens with it? Ins and outs. We're going to have a question that we're going to talk about the answer to here in the next few minutes. So you can call us later when we give you the okay. And you can have a chance at answering the question and getting the two free places at that workshop. So we're going to give you all the details and your chance to win coming up right after these messages. If you've got a question in the meantime, here's our number, 800-332-7879, 800-332-7879. This is the Money Makeover Show.
When you see the new furniture at Brenham Office Supply at huge discounts. Brenham Office Supply introduces their scratch and dent office furniture. New executive desks, credenzas, executive chairs, reception furniture, guest chairs, big and tall chairs, vertical filing cabinets, lateral filing cabinets, storage cabinets, and more. The scratch and dent furniture are all brand new, but with a minor scratch or dent, which means they must be sold at huge discounts. And they're in stock and available for free next business day delivery. Jump aboard Brenham Office Supply's We Buy Local campaign and start saving today. When you buy local, your dollars stay in the local community, supporting the local economy. Tired of price shopping, searching for the best deals? Boss has discounted pricing on over 35,000 items, not just a few to lure you in. Now is a great time to purchase new office furniture and save with huge discounts on the scratch and dent furniture at Brenham Office Supply. Visit their showroom at 304 West Main in Brenham or call 979-836-5221. Open Monday through Friday from 8 till 5.
Schleider Furniture in Brenham's Made in America sale is on now. Extra discounts on all our fine brands made in the USA like Lazy Boy, Sealy Posturepedic, Stearns & Foster, Vaughn Bassett, Mayo, Best, Franklin, Ashley, Medlift, and more. Over 100 different recliners, chairs, and power lift recliners in stock to try, all on sale, ready to deliver. Schleiders has the biggest selection of Brenham brand mattresses anywhere, including the big city, with 36 different Sealy Posturepedic, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedics to try at unbeatable prices. Free delivery to 50 miles with $500 purchase. Extra discount for cash or up to 48 months, 0% interest. See store for details. Visit Schleider Furniture for great selection and sale prices on all our fine American-made furniture, including Sealy, made right here in Brenham. Quality.
Wondering how to keep organized and ahead of the game this year? With a new computer from PCS. Norris Pruitt Professional Service has been in Brenham for 15 years doing business as PCS. With the best on-site services even before all the big box stores arrived. He has new and reconditioned systems with non-stop services. Check out the reconditioned Dell system laptop with dual-core Intel processor and Windows 7 at a great low price. Norris Pruitt Professional Services, PCS, in Brenham. Call 979-421-9888.
Astros Baseball is on KWHI. Tune in to hear the Houston Astros baseball games on KWHI 1280 in Brenham. Brought to you thanks to our Astros sponsors, Tegeler Toyota, Bluebonnet Petroleum, Family Motorsports and Toys, Horseshoe Junction Family Fun Park, DDM Pipe and Steel, Cruzy Village, Culligan Water Conditioners, The Truck Center, Fireplaces, etc., and J5 Tractors. Please support our Astros sponsors, and for Astros Baseball, keep your radio dial tuned right here on KWHI 1280. Your Houston Astros connection.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Yep. Hopefully over the weekend we all had a chance to honor the flag and honor our great country at our various 4th of July celebrations out and around.
Yeah, we went to different ones. I know, Tony, you went to where? Chapel Hill?
I did. I was there for the big 4th of July Chapel Hill annual parade. And what a great time.
I'd like to see that.
Tons of people.
The Longhorns coming through. That would be fun.
Yeah, that's so fun. They got children riding on the backs of these giant Longhorn cattle coming down the street. And, of course, they had Hot Rod Car Show, and they had, you know, the usual fire trucks and all that stuff. And then these huge, gigantic John Deere.
Oh, tractors?
Tractors. But, I mean, they had, like, one that was like a, I think it was a cotton harvesting machine. Wow.
Big stuff, huh?
Gigantic. Huge.
I'd like to see that sometime. We went to the 123rd annual 4th of July rodeo at the Field Store Community Rodeo Field. And that's a real rodeo because you are right there in the middle of everything.
Yeah, it's not like being at the Astrodome.
No, it's not at the Astrodome.
Or the Reliance Center.
You got to watch where you step. You got to watch where the horses are when you're driving. Because it's just a neat time. So a lot of that, those are two neat little places. I know Washington-on-Nebraska's had one. That'd be a good thing.
They always have the big fireworks extravaganza out there.
Haven't been to that one
yet. We can see that from our porch looking up over there.
You know, it's kind of interesting to see everything that goes on. You know, it's really a nice holiday, July 4th, and it's good to see that people take advantage of it and participate in all the things when it comes to the birthday of our country. It's kind of interesting to see that. You know, when you're talking about the combines, the big combines going down the street, Tony, I have to tell you, my very first job I had, I drove a combine down in South Texas harvesting Milo before I ever drove a car.
Oh, man. Well, that's a repeat story on lots of folks around here, too.
It's kind of amazing. I mean, when little kids, like you, same thing. If you're living out in the country, you live out in a small area, we were watching at the rodeo, 8 years and under, little girls riding these big horses around the barrel races means nothing. Or the same thing, driving a tractor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but you can't drive a car because you're not old enough yet.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I think it's just kind of a nice, different way of life.
Yes, it's
out here,
much,
and I appreciate it too.
And comment my friend made, who's from the city, says, I don't think there will be any terrorist attack here at the rodeo or in the parade.
I don't think we had maximum security going on there. We did have a lot of cop cars and the sheriff's office and all that.
The local people would take care of themselves.
Right. So anyway, hello to all my friends again out there in Chapel Hill. It was great to see everybody. And
a good time was had by all.
You betcha. By the way, speaking of our government and the strength of, et cetera, we still have Social Security, and I think we'll have it in one form or another going on here. And so we have to really work this into our plans, don't we, guys, as far as our financial planning, our retirement planning?
You have to use it as part of your strategy because it's a cash flow. It's a good-sized investment for most people.
Mm-hmm.
You're not doing the investing, but it's a payout, so it's a retirement income.
Well, you're putting your money from your paycheck into basically an annuity that's being sponsored by the government.
Yeah, I was going to say, depending upon when you start getting your income from Social Security, if you don't pick the right time for you and your spouse, I mean, we've seen where it can be almost $1 million mistake.
Yeah, over time.
Yeah,
you know, because we're living longer, and $1 million in retirement benefits coming to you from Social Security is not all that uncommon anymore.
Yeah. So I've got a little tidbit here from the Social Security Administration. It says 73% of the retired workers who were receiving a monthly Social Security benefit payment in December of 2013, 73% of the people that got a Social Security check in December 2013 began taking their retirement benefits early before attaining their full retirement age.
So they probably kicked in at, 62?
It could be 62, 63, 64, 65.
Mm-hmm.
But the great majority of people are taking it early. I didn't realize it was that high.
And you get a 25% cut.
That's right. Forever.
And that, yeah. So 25%. Now, there are ways you can mitigate the damages, and we're going to have Elaine
Simmons.
Who's going to be speaking at our Social Security workshop. Talk about how that can happen, because a lot of us don't know. You think, well, there aren't any do-overs, and that's pretty much generally true. But there are a couple of techniques that she may fill you in on, which I read about the other day and was surprised by.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you can make a couple maneuvers here or there, just knowing what to do and increase your income by 25% versus taking it at 62, that's a huge 25%. It's pretty big.
That's a big dollar
chunk.
Amount.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's, you know, I mean, it's a difference between if you're going to get $1,000 a month, let's say, just for example, that's the difference between $750 and $1,000
a month.
That's monthly.
Well, when we start looking at couples, one of the biggest retirement concerns we see among couples has to do with surviving widows.
Yes.
And surviving widows typically are living, 6 to 8 to 10 years longer than their spouse is. And when you take your Social Security retirement early, you have negatively affected your ability of your spouse.
And that's one thing when we do our planning and strategies, mm-hmm. when people come in for their free review, we look at where's your income stream going to come from, and usually mm-hmm. both people have Social Security benefit comes in. Well, when one of them passes away, you only have one Social Security check. Doesn't matter which one, but you only have one coming mm-hmm. in. Now your income has dropped drastically, but your expenses probably have not.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to take that into effect.
That's correct. So how do you figure this out? There are more than a couple ways of doing things here, and so that's where we're going to have this free workshop. Now, all of our current clients are already getting the invitation, and a lot of them are coming, all right? Even if the older spouse is already getting Social Security, if you got a spouse that's younger and not on Social Security yet, you got to really think about these issues. When should you take your Social Security? If you're already on it, when does your spouse become eligible to get half of your benefit? And what about things like file and suspend and all these other things? There's a lot of stuff that you really need to know about. So that's why we're doing the Social Security workshop. It's going to be Wednesday, July 22nd. That's what, two and a half weeks from now?
Yeah, 2 weeks from this Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. And so that's why we are giving away two free passes. If you can answer a question about Social Security when I give you the okay to call us, all right, on the 800 number here in just a couple of minutes. But, you know, we've been talking about people who take Social Security early, but is there an age, guys, that you have to start taking your Social Security benefit? You cannot postpone it any longer?
Yeah, I just had I had that question at the donut hour on Sunday again. Guys said, do I have to take my Social Security? I said, well, if you're 70 and a half years old in this year, then yes, you have to take it. If you don't, Uncle Sam's going to penalize you 50%. So it's like, if you want to do that, fine, just give me half of it and you don't have to take the other half. He didn't like that idea. But at 70 and a half, if you're 70, the year you turn 70 and a half years old, the tax year, you have to take a required minimum distribution.
Well, you're talking about RMDs. I'm talking about taking Social Security.
Oh, it's 70 and a half.
Okay.
It's same thing.
Just want to make sure.
You gotta take the you don't have to take, but then again we talked about it's a 50% penalty.
Hmm.
So age 70 and a half, just take it. You don't have to spend it. That's one of the biggest gripes.
Yeah, but depending on your income bracket at that age, where your sources of income are, and by the way, what you're going to get from Social Security also works into that equation.
Mm-hmm. On whether you have to pay tax on your Social Security.
That's right. So, again, you really need to be coming to this workshop. So basically, you got to be 70.
Right. Correct.
And you got to start taking it that year that you're turning 70, basically. I mean, that's it. Age 70, no more free passes, nothing. You got to take your Social Security. Yeah. You cannot delay it and add another 8% a year like you do between your full retirement age of 66 and so many months, and up to age 70, okay? You're getting 8% a year. at that point. That's a pretty nice return on your money. So, but once, but you know, the government says, hey, we're not going to let this go on and on. Even if you don't need it, you got to take it. So age 70 is when you have to start taking your Social Security benefit.
And that's tied into a strategy that you may not have heard of. It's called claim now, claim more later, which is kind of interesting. And so I'm sure that Elaine will cover that also. Mm-hmm. There are so many different strategies available to you and related to your age and what your primary insured amount, you know, all those numbers. What does that all mean when you take a look at it?
See, and you got to be careful because if you take the Social Security benefit, it gets added on to your other income.
Mm-hmm. And from all sources,
from
by
all
the
sources.
Way. There are some that don't go into that, but there's not very much that doesn't go into that calculation.
If you're married and filing jointly and for 2015 and you make more than $44,000 a year combined, which includes your Social Security benefits.
Half of it.
Half of it.
Mm-hmm.
Then goes in your modified adjusted gross income.
85% of your Social Security benefit is taxable. So that's when you get to pay tax on your Social Security benefit.
85% of whatever that check is going to be subject to whatever your tax bracket is.
See, and that may push you up to the next bracket, so maybe you don't need to take it right now and take it from someplace else and let it grow. So there's lots of factors involved here.
Yeah, and especially when you think about it growing at 8%.
Yes.
From 66 to 70.
Guaranteed.
Woo-hoo. Yeah. So, again, that age again is age 70 when you got to start taking your Social Security benefit, whether you want to or not. So, got another tidbit on that?
If you want to look to see how what your Social Security benefits are and how they're going, you can go online. Social Security's got a pretty good website. It's called My Social Security Account, and it's a new online service. New, I think it was end of last year.
Relatively new.
New for them. You can also get your misplaced, your 1099 forms or 1042s. But if you go in to www.socialsecurity.gov /sign-in, and then you set up a website or your account, socialsecurity.gov/my account. You can sign up, and then you can look at all your benefits in real time. What your benefits are, what your payments have been, what your projections going to be, because you don't have to call and figure out or wait for. Because they don't send out statements anymore like they used to. You know, like once a year they'd send.
My husband got one.
He got one.
Yeah, I was surprised, but
they normally don't send them out anymore. But you can go online, socialsecurity.gov/my account, and you can look at your benefits and see what will it be, you know, if I take it at 62, or if I take it at 67, or if I take it at 70 when I have to.
And see, that's the other strategy I'm sure Elaine is going to talk about, because if you continue working full-time, all of those, when they calculate what your benefit's going to be, all those years that you add on,
they count.
They count and do away with some of the zeros that may have existed, especially for females who were out of the workforce for a while.
That's huge.
That's a very big deal.
Absolutely. And so that's one of the things you need to know about, that it can really help you long term for your benefit.
Yeah, women especially need to be coming to this. So here is our question that you can answer right now while we're in the break. And score two passes to our workshop coming up July 22nd here in Brenham at the Cannery Kitchen. And here is the question. Just gave you the answer a minute or two ago. At what age do you have to start taking your Social Security benefit? Whether you want to or not, what age do you have to start taking your Social Security benefit? Here is our number. Call us now. 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. What age do you have to start taking your Social Security benefit? You have to. 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. Get those fingers dialing. I know you know the answer. Get those free passes to the Social Security Workshop. And we are waiting for your call right now.
The Truck Center, 3625 Highway 290 West in Brenham, is Brenham's first full-service truck repair facility. They're a dealer for Ranch Hand, Bodyguard, and several varieties and brands of truck stuff. We're your one-stop shop. Need tires? We've got them. Have a flat? The Truck Center will repair your flats. The Truck Center also carries airbags and spring kits for your towing vehicles and LED lights and aftermarket add-ons for pickups and big trucks. Come see us. We're open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5:30.
When it comes to something as important as your prescription drugs, better call on the pharmacies in Brenham with the reputation of quality and integrity. Call Medical Arts or Waldie's Pharmacies, owned and operated by the Sonnenberg family for over 50 years in Brenham. Are you ready to sign up for Medicare prescription drug coverage? Are you confused about what plan to choose? Make a list of your current medicines and then call Medicare at 1-800-633-4227. For a pharmacist you can trust, visit Medical Arts or Waldie's Pharmacies in Brenham.
RWG Construction Management is a Brenham-based construction management and general contractor company owned and operated by Bob Grabarczyk. RWG also provides project management services nationally for hotel renovations. In Brenham, they serve as construction managers on the renovation of the Simon Theater and other historical landmarks in Washington County. RWG Construction Management is at 307 South Baylor Street in Brenham. Call them at 979-836-7176. That again is 979-836-7176.
Kelly Green and White, Lion Cubs, named for a highly successful semi-pro baseball team in the area. Live Lion Cub mascots, all great traditions in Brenham, as has been osteopathic medicine. Osteopathic physicians are fully trained and licensed to practice all phases of medicine. Brenham's osteopathic family physician is Dr. Robert Stark. Healthcare for the whole family with a healing touch. Go green, go white. Dr. Robert Stark, DO, 205 North Park Street in Brenham. Call 836-5353 to make your appointment.
Brenham Rest Home and Rehabilitation is adding to their team of compassionate healthcare professionals with certified CNAs, all shifts, a full-time dietary cook split shift, and RN and LVN charge nurses. Apply in person at 406 Cottonwood in Brenham. Recognized by the National Research Corporation as their 2013 Excellence in Action Award winner for workforce satisfaction, Brenham Rest Home is an incredible place to pursue your career. They offer the most up-to-date range of healthcare services, including full private Medicare and Medicaid beds. See their website at BrenhamRestHome.com.
AM 1280 KWHI has news for you. News for You is up-to-the-minute headlines from around the nation and world, as well as commentary, human interest stories, and humor in 5 minutes. It's everything you need to stay informed. Join me, David Weiss, with News for You three times a day, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m., 12:30 p.m., and 5:20 p.m. to be informed and entertained. It's a unique spin on the news every weekday with me, David Weiss, right here on AM 1280 KWHI, where the news comes first. After all, it's news for you.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
All righty, welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover Team from Neal Financial Group. That's N-E-A-L. Doug Neal, by the way, the head of our firm, is here in the studio with me this morning. He's a certified financial planner. Jamie Keyes, our wonderful colleague and cohort, also on the team, a chartered financial consultant, also in the studio. And yours truly, Tony Navarre, certified financial planner. Craig Montana, getting the calls in here to us. And Craig just pulled up on his computer a dessert that looked fantastic. He's
okay,
going through the old... Yeah. Boy, that just suddenly made me hungry.
That's right. Stay away from the food pictures,
ooh,
Craig.
Wow, man, oh, man. I got calories going just looking at that thing. We had a wonderful caller, a listener, Janice, called in.
Okay.
And said she knew the answer, and by golly, she did.
Yep.
What age do you have to be to where you have to take your Social Security benefit, whether you want to or not? And she said,
age 70 and a half.
Wow. There we go. Smartest listeners in the world right here on the Money Makeover Show. So she's got a couple of passes to go to the July 22nd. That's a Wednesday lunch workshop with Elaine Simmons, 35 years with the Social Security Administration.
And if you have the invitations, they're complimentary. It's free.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And it's going to be at the Cannery Kitchen.
Right.
So I'm very excited that we have so many of you who are coming, and our smart listeners get the right answers to our questions, too, during the program. So we're going to have another quiz coming up on Wednesday, then another one on Monday and Wednesday of next week, each of those days, and final one on Monday.
The 20th. Right, because we got to get a head count to how many people. So we can set up for it.
Yeah, so we have to let the folks at the Cannery Kitchen know how many folks we're going to have. And by the way, we're excited about having the event there because it allows us to support a great cause here, too.
Yep.
So went all the way around.
Yeah, markets. Greek disaster. Markets only down 55 points.
Yeah, we started off the morning down like 180 points or 170 on the Dow, and the NASDAQ was down, you know, 35 points, and the S&P 500 was down, you know, 20 points or whatever. And now we're down 3 points on the S&P. We're down 3 points on the NASDAQ, and we're down about 67 on the Dow, which is basically nothing.
Which is kind of a normal trading day.
Yeah.
Right. So, and so, you know, as we've spoken about many times, when the markets are down, for some people, it's a great buying opportunity.
That's right.
And evidently, there are other people who are feeling exactly the same way. Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, and we talked before we went into the break this last time, too, that not everything goes down at once. This is why you have to have a strategy about how you're investing, what you're investing in, and all that other stuff. There is a more than one segment of the economy. We know oil is down.
Yeah.
All right. We know there are other things that are not doing so well. All right. But there is something now that the uncertainty is now out of in the American economy.
And it's booming.
And it's huge. And that is healthcare.
The healthcare sectors.
Yeah, everybody's surprised when we talk about this because, you know, the Affordable Care Act got such negative publicity for so many years. But when it went into effect, there were a lot of dollars going into the healthcare segment of the economy.
Mm-hmm.
And that has continued. And as you had mentioned, Tony, with the recent Supreme Court ruling,
it just
solidifies everything that that's not going away. And so there's a lot of dollars going into healthcare. And so the healthcare sector has been and continues to do very well.
Now, that's different than the cost of providing the care for individuals.
It has nothing to do with your insurance premium.
The facilities and the companies that provide the
care.
We're
talking about the biggies. We're talking about the big hospital groups and hospital companies. Yep. We're talking about the big insurance companies. Everyone who's going to directly benefit from this, and I know we all have physician clients, and I'm married to one too, and this has not gone over really big
with
most
the physicians.
Of them for a number of reasons, not just that their payments are so much lower, and they were heading down anyway, but you know, also the fact that it's taking longer to get
paid,
anything paid.
Yeah.
So you know, hospital groups, surgery centers, big entities that can collect all the payments at one time from the government programs now are the ones that are going to regulate things.
See. And so that's
the
difference. So
money.
If you're investing in those healthcare systems like that, those stocks are going up. Now, we'll see what the taxing authorities do and the government, whatever, on the payment of that. Mm-hmm. But that's a different – you don't invest in that.
Well, we had Tony and I had met with a group, a surgical group, and we were talking to some of the managers there in that particular office. And then, you know, the doctors were talking about, you know, our numbers are way, way up.
They're doing surgeries like crazy.
In other words, they're providing a lot more care. So their numbers are really high. But that does not translate into more dollars.
No, so they're doing more surgeries, and they're making less money.
Yeah.
A lot less in some cases. So again, you know, there's give and take in everything.
Mm-hmm.
you know, interestingly in the whole thing, and maybe it's because, well, I don't know why exactly. Well, I sort of do, but I'm not going to say.
Yeah, don't say.
But the one part of the equation is, you know, you can still file a lawsuit and sue somebody. Nobody's mm-hmm. taking care of that end of things. So liability and costs on other parts of things, lab tests, materials, all of those things, all the people that are the support people, the nurses and the techs and all that, you know, they're all still in there doing the same old stuff and getting, you know, paid as they should. So, again, it's going to be very interesting to see how all of this finally shakes out. But it's interesting with our clients that we have that have surgery centers and big groups that provide these services, how they're adapting to some of these changes.
Well, it's interesting, too, Tony, and since we're talking about the health care, is I've gotten quite a few phone calls in the last few weeks asking about enrolling in the federal insurance program, mm-hmm. The Affordable Care Act, the part of it where you have to go online and enroll. And it's interesting. Well, the insurance agents who have been normally the channel that you go through to get insurance, most of them are not choosing to get involved with enrolling people in the federal program. And so I had a call from someone who had clients who needed and wanted to enroll in the federal program. They said, "Do you know anybody who can do that?" And I had to tell them, I don't know anybody.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know of an agent that can do that. But they choose not to when they found out that they only get paid $45, the agent. But yet they take on the liability of saying, this is what you should do, this is how it works.
Yeah,
and
here's
so
the best plan here's for the, you and yeah, your family.
Here's mm-hmm. your choices of the yeah. Affordable Care Act. It isn't worth the time. Well, it isn't worth their time to spend.
Yeah, not only the liability, but you also then, you have to, the client expects you to service it then. If they have questions about, mm-hmm. you know, the care they're receiving, whatever, you're going to get phone calls about how all that works.
So, again, the landscape has changed, and it's very tough
mm-hmm.
to navigate all this stuff on your own. I don't care how easy they supposedly make it.
You're going to have to do that. If you want the Affordable yeah. Care Act, it's going to be on your own.
Yeah, so, or if you have an employer. We have a couple of big payroll services that we work with, and it's a full-time staffing position,
yeah,
several of them
to keep
at this big payroll service, just to make sure that the employers that contract mm-hmm. with them
are staying
to help,
compliant.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, what a mess. So,
because there are a lot of rules associated with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, so you always want to make sure you're on the right side of it no matter what. And, again, expertise is what really matters in some of those things, and lots of changes going on. In the meantime, a few changes on the boards this morning for things like oil and gas.
It was down. It was down 260.
Oil was down
when we started the show. So.
Yeah. So again, you know, anytime there's some turmoil and some trouble, also, you know, speaking of troubles, we've got the Iranian situation going on too. I read somewhere, guys, that if the Iranians decide not to take this deal that's being cooked up, that they're still not going to be pumping much oil out, right? It's all going to be under sanctions still, and that the price of oil per barrel would go up by $10. So we'll see what ends up happening with that. Even at that, though, it's going to take them years to get their oil fields back going
and working
too.
Again, because yeah.
And that's, you know, this isn't a political show, so
no.
We're not going to talk about the politics.
No, but I mean, I'm just saying, just dollars and cents, though, yeah. supply and demand,
yeah,
is what it is. Meanwhile, let's get back to financial planning for a second on how we look at things. And a lot of what drives us and how we look at things in our retirement planning is our age group.
Right? Yeah, and I wanted, one of the things we've been talking about Social Security this morning, and I don't know if any of y'all got to watch 60 Minutes yesterday. I generally don't watch that, but they had some things that I wanted to see, and they had a pretty good segment on Social Security and what happens to you if the Social Security has on record that you have died.
Oh.
And
when we come back from the break, I want to talk about how that affects you. And you had talked about, Doug, about going online to check on your account.
Yeah.
And this is going to emphasize how important it is to go ahead and do that.
Keep track.
Because if the Social Security says you've passed away, we're going to talk about how that can affect you financially.
Ouch, ouch, ouch. And, of course, you know, that matters a lot more to those of us who are getting closer to needing that benefit. But even for people who are younger...
If you're younger, it can be devastating. I'll tell you that.
Uh-huh. So we're going to tell you about that and how to access your information again on Social Security Plus. A little bit of financial planning tidbit or two. The differences in how we look at things, whether we're older, middle of the road, or younger. Jamie's got a couple of notes on that, too, coming up. And by the way, if you've got a question, here's our number, 800-332-7879, 800-332-7879, 800-332-7879. You're listening to the Money Makeover Show.
I wish that every kiss was never ending. Or wouldn't it be nice?
At Sealy Dental Center, we understand the frustration that can come with a missing tooth. Just one missing tooth can cause issues with speaking, interfere with eating, and reduce self-confidence. At our practice, we focus on restoring missing teeth with dental implants. Dental implants can look and feel like your natural teeth and last a lifetime. Tired of bothersome dentures? Ask us about implant-supported dentures, which, unlike traditional dentures, don't require adhesives and can allow you to eat your favorite foods again, such as steak, corn on the cob, or even an apple. We also offer multiple levels of sedation to help with all levels of dental anxiety. No insurance, no problem. Ask us about the community dental plan. Take the first step to a happy, healthy smile and call Sealy Dental Center today for a free dental implant consultation. To learn more, call Sealy 979-885-4856 or Katie 281-712-6980 or visit SealyDentalCenter.com. Locations in Sealy and now Katie. Sealy Dental Center, creating beautiful smiles.
Spend a fun day celebrating the Somerville Dam Lake Fest on Saturday, July 18th. Due to the high water at Welch Park, the Lake Fest has been moved to Pasdrell Park in the city of Somerville. There will be an IBCA-sanctioned state championship barbecue cook-off on Friday and Saturday, July 17th and 18th. Also, arts and crafts, food vendors, plus live music with Corey Morrow. Also enjoy washer pitching and horseshoe tournaments, kids zone with bounce houses, maze, face painting, and more. And at 7 p.m., live music with Corey Morrow.
Now I'm a brand new man.
Early evening features live music followed by Max Starling and then Corey Morrow at 7 p.m. So be at the Somerville Dam Lake Fest on July 18th. This year it's a pasture party at Pastoral. The park is at 1098 Avenue E in the city of Somerville, just a few blocks behind B&B Grocery. Admission is $10 for adults, $5 for children 5 to 12. Find out more at BurlesonCountyTX.com/Lakefest or call 979-567-0000.
Since 1936, we've seen many changes in Texas. Back then, a car cost about $700. Eyeglasses cost under $4. But some things haven't changed. You probably had your eyes examined by a Texas State optical doctor. For 75 years, the doctors of TSO have delivered quality eye care to more Texas families than any other provider. We've cared for generations of Texans, as well as we will care for your family. The doctors of TSO, celebrating 75 years of caring for the eyes of Texas.
TSO in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center in Brenham. It's time. You aren't looking forward to it, but you can't put it off any longer. You need to have your house painted. You have two choices. You can hire someone to slap some paint over the existing coat, or you can hire Integrity Works. Integrity Works will pressure wash your home, repair rotten wood or siding, can replace doors or windows if needed, all so that your new paint job will last. Just call 979-251-7972 for your free estimate, or visit their website at integrityworks.info. Serving Washington County and surrounding counties since 2005. Integrity Works, more than just painting.
At Schlitterbahn, there's so much for my family to do, so we need a checklist because I want to hold on to every moment. Miles of slides, rivers, and waves? Check.
Wow, that's my son on Boogie Bond, surfing an endless wave. Check. My daughter cannot believe how loud I screamed as we whooshed up and down the hills of the water coaster. Getting our adrenaline pumping? Check. We also love how we can float the day away and enjoy so much family fun together. Plus, Schlitterbahn welcomes picnics and has free parking in tubes. Estimated savings of $100? Check. At the end of our day, we've all got special moments to hold on to. So find yours at Schlitterbahn. Packing our summer with amazing memories? Definitely. Check. Hold on to every moment at Schlitterbahn.
Get discounted tickets and plan your stay at Schlitterbahn.com.
It's the hottest, coolest time in Texas. We're going to Schlitterbahn.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Well, the market's doing some pretty good high stepping right now. We started off this morning down 170-something points on the Dow, and the NASDAQ and the S&P 500 were all in the downside pretty substantially. And then we're looking right now, and the Dow's only down 32. S&P's break even. The NASDAQ is now positive. So much for the Greeks.
Yep.
And their troubles. And again, that's why you really need to have a game plan. You need to understand what's going on, even if it's with your 401k plan at work, or your IRA, or whatever you're doing out there. You need to have a game plan of how am I doing things. If you don't want to go into a lot of study and learn it all yourself and how do these things work and all that, and believe me, it's not an easy task to get all this in your head and be able to look at things objectively.
Yeah, we were talking about
it's
that
hard.
During the break, Jamie, Tony, about what would be, we have to have a client who's older or senior and she needs some guaranteed income or whatever, and we must have been about three or four or five different options we just touched on real
right.
quick here
in a matter
that break.
Of a couple of minutes, yeah.
So mm-hmm. there's many other things that can be done. So that's why you come in for that free review.
Yes, and by the way, here's our office phone number. I'm going to give it to you again here in a couple minutes so you can get a pencil and paper or whatever, or your phone keyed up for it. It's 979-836-2903. Do make it a point to come by for that free review, especially those of you who are anywhere, I'm even going to say within 10 years of possibly retiring.
Yeah.
You need to be planning now on how you set things up. You know, let's say you want to do a business venture. Should you do that right before mm-hmm. you're going to be needing money? I know some of you, in fact, locally, who have businesses you've started in this area. More than a couple of wineries, in fact,
yes.
Around here that are of retirement account money
mm-hmm.
that are going in. Now, usually one or the other of the spouses is still working at a job, but
they got some cash flow
still. But you know, what kinds of things do you need to consider? Where is your income going to come from? Whether it goes over big or not? What if you have an illness? What if the other things happen in our lives? Things can change very quickly.
Right. So just come on by the office. We're in downtown Brenham, right on Main Street, in the Atrium Building, right across the street from the courthouse.
Mm-hmm.
You can, if you don't want to call and you happen to be in downtown, just stop in and talk to Sharon or Brent. And they got our calendars, and we'll sign up a time to come in for your free review, because everyone's situation's different.
Yeah, you can't do whatever your neighbor's doing, or your dad, or your friend, or coworker. Everybody's different, so it needs to be something customized for you and what you want to possibly do. You need to have some facts before you launch into stuff. So again, here's our number, 979-836-2903. That's 836-2903. We also have a great website. If you want to shoot us an email on there, or you want to go and look through all the articles, there's like a ton of info on there. And that what is what?
MoneyMakeoverTeam.com. That's MoneyMakeoverTeam.com.
There you go. Jamie, you were starting
to talk about the Social Security issue, because we've been talking about Social Security, and that's an ongoing topic for us up through the workshop coming up on the 22nd. But I saw a pretty interesting piece on what happens if Social Security has a record that indicates that you have passed away and you are still alive. And evidently, I wasn't aware that this was such a big problem. What are the effects that does that have on you? And it's a good reason why you should go by the Social Security website and check on your account, because evidently mistakes do happen. The Social Security program is a federal program, but they get their information on deaths from the states. And so, you know, you file your death certificate here in the state of Texas. If you pass away in Texas, that's where it gets filed, so on and so forth. But if the Social Security office indicates that you have a date of death, what that means then is no longer do you have the ability to get credit. And because when you apply for your credit cards or your credit cards that you already have, they keep track of you by your Social Security number. And if your Social Security number says that you're no longer alive, you can't use those accounts anymore. No longer can you get new accounts anymore. And the banks look at the same thing. They had an example in the piece that I saw. A lady had $80,000 in her bank account. The bank informed her that she was no longer alive.
And we're not giving you your money.
And she was not getting her money. And she lived in her car for 6 months. I mean, that's an extreme example, but you say, well, you know, that's not going to happen to me. Well, if you don't want it to happen to you, you need to make sure you're keeping up with your account.
Yeah, that's socialsecurity.gov / my account. Socialsecurity.gov, and there's, I'm sure, on the side that says my account somewhere, and sign up for it and look. Make sure you're still alive.
Make sure you're still alive. That was amazing to me, the hoops you have to jump through if mistakes happen like that. And it simply takes a typo. There are some states where they still do this by paper transactions rather than electronically. And so they communicate with the Social Security office by paper. Now, I'm not sure what Texas does, but the point of fact is that can be a severe problem if the Social Security office has a record that indicates that you have already passed away. So it's important to go ahead and keep up with your accounts to make sure that you're not one of those persons, because it will very, very negatively affect you.
Well, this program is about to pass along
pass away.
Yes, exactly. We'll be back here on Wednesday, though, with another edition of the Money Makeover Show.
And soon, hopefully this week, we'll be able to go by our website and listen to the prior shows.
Oh, the podcasts are going to go on moneymakeoverteam.com.
Yep, soon. We're working on it. Everything's gotten approved. Now we just got to switch over the DNS, NSS, whatever the numbers are.
Oh, and we have to jump through hoops, too.
Yeah, but in the meantime, you can always get to KWHI.com and click on our podcast as well. All right. We're going to see you back here on the program
Wednesday.
All righty.
The show you have just been listening to is sponsored by the Neal Financial Group and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at neilfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.
You've been listening to the Money Makeover Show on KWHI.